Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Grand Slam. It has been a while, a very, very long time since I have recorded an episode. I don't even remember the last time that I recorded, but we are back in action for the up-and-coming MLB season, and it is upon us right now. Spring training has absolutely begun. We are back in action, we are back swinging, and we're back for another year. I'm excited. It's gonna be hot. I can tell you that right now. It is going to be one of the most intense seasons the MLB has ever faced in recent history. Coming off, we have a lot to talk about. Coming back after my long hiatus, I'm gonna give you guys a little background on what I've been up to, and then we'll get into the content. But the reason that I've not been recording is I've been extremely busy back and forth with my job. And I don't know if many of you probably know. I'm not sure if many remember since it's been a while. But I am a producer at ESPN Tucson. And I produce a radio show every morning, every day, every weekday, more specifically. It's called The Jeff Dean Show. And it is on ESPN Tucson, 1490 AM and 104.9 FM. If you're in the city of Tucson, you can access that. Pretty much what I've been up to in the past 3 or 4 months is I've been waking up every single morning at about 5 to 5:30, and I get to the station by 5:45, and I pretty much what I have to do is record these SportsCenter updates, and those get recorded right before 7 a.m., and I upload them right to our server called Zeta. And that puts the SportsCenter report in the system. And so that's what I do pretty much before the radio show. But when 7 o'clock hits, I get right into producing. And so that means making sure that I take the radio host off of break when he needs to and play audio and take phone calls and do contests and all this stuff that goes into that job. So I've been doing that and worrying about that every single morning. And pretty much the toughest thing in this transition ever since I've graduated college has been the waking up and just my sleep schedule and finding a way to actually get up in the morning and getting to the station, having the right mindset and being able to do that for 2 straight hours. And so it's been about, let's see, we're in February. The show started back in October, so it's about 4 months in. And, you know, it's been great. Everything is, you know, there's been some hiccups, but, you know, for the most part, we've worked through them. And, yeah, it's been fantastic. You know, I've loved working with Jeff. His name's Jeff Dean. He was born in Tucson, but has lived in Phoenix for the past 38 years. And now is back in the Old Pueblo doing a radio show right back in the mornings. We're actually the only sports talk show that Tucson has in the mornings, the first one in 30 years. So pretty cool to be part of that. But Jeff is the PA announcer for the Arizona Wildcats for basketball and football. So I came back home tonight after a Wildcat loss. And, you know, it was tough. We played Oregon. Oregon always gives us a run for our money. I call them our kryptonite. They always find a way to beat us a little bit. Of course, they had Peyton Pritchard, who dropped 38 points tonight, which is fantastic. You love a guy that has a career high against you. So that was fun. Fun watching. I was actually at the game. I went with my girlfriend and her dad, who came down from Phoenix earlier today. And thought, you know, maybe bring some new type of luck. Every time that my dad comes to McHale, it's just some bad luck for some reason. And we just cannot get those wins. Same thing with the football. So the last couple have been a little rough. And I was hoping for a little change of mojo, but, you know, it is what it is. So anyway, I've been working at the radio station and, you know, still grinding every morning. And it's tough to do a podcast because it's tough to keep the content going and find consistency and find your way of making it through. And, you know, I'm my biggest sport, best sport that I love is baseball. You know, it's by far, I think, the most American sport. It's America's pastime still, in my opinion. And we're getting right back into it. We're getting right back into it after a pretty crazy World Series, if you ask me. Nationals coming out of left field and pulling a 2010 Giants like World Series run. It was beautiful. It really was. And I'm excited to enter the new year, you know, enter the new season, because I don't really know if we faced an off season like this. It's insane, because we are coming off of an off season with multiple changes in teams by free agency, some through trade, mostly through free agency, though. I mean, Gerrit Cole leaving the Houston Astros to sign a $320 million deal with the New York Yankees, that's remarkable. But are people talking about that now? Not a chance. Not one little bit people are talking about that deal now. That was the talk of the town for about a week, 2 weeks, tops. And then what happened? What did we enter? We entered single-handedly the biggest scandal in baseball in the past 25 years, 20 to 25 years. And for all the listeners that listen to my podcast, I'm not sure what your history is with baseball. I don't know how long you've been watching baseball. I'm 23 years old. I've been watching baseball since I was five or six years old. I've been going to Giants games. I've been watching baseball. I've been tuning in. I've been understanding the game ever since 5 or 6 years old. That's 16 to 17 years of watching, getting exposure, understanding the players, understanding the eras, which players played in which eras, which players carried over in the certain eras. But we've never faced something like what Houston has endured in the past 2 months. We have never seen something like this. And I mean, baseball's had some serious scandals. Serious. I mean, it's probably one of the most corrupt sports ever. It's been around the longest. It's had the most potential history to have things, if you think about it, to have things happen within it. And you can go all the way back to the Black Sox scandal, 1919. You go all the way back to Pete Rose in the 60s, 70s. I mean, Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose should 100% be in the Hall of Fame. There is no reason in this day and age, after crap, bullshit, Rob Manfred decides to just not be a commissioner. Like really just decided, hey, my name's Rob Manfred. I am the commissioner of the MLB, but I'll act like a seventh grader. I'll cover for my friends. I'll cover for my people. One of the best teams in the MLB. One of the teams that brings in the most revenue for the league. Yeah. I wonder how much money the MLB would lose if sanctions and restrictions and suspensions and fees happen to the Houston Astros. But no. What do they get? Slap on the wrist. That's it. It's just like America in this day and age. You know? You have money. Commit a crime. You're fine. Pay a little bit. Get off. Live the next day. That's what the Houston Astros pretty much did. For 3 years. 3 years. 2017, 2018, and 2019. It's unbelievable, folks. It's the most disgraceful thing to happen in the MLB for a long time. And trust me, I'm a Barry Bonds fan. I'm a Giants fan. I grew up watching Barry Bonds. It's tough still making the argument for Barry. But I think he's in. If we're going to play by this bullshit game of, hey, you can do something that's against the rules, but if you just kind of let it go, let it slide, let it linger just a little bit, you'll be all right. It's fine. I think Barry needs to get in. Barry's got one more year of eligibility left. And yeah, there's jumps. There's jumps on Hall of Fame ballots, and you can go from 57 to 71 in a year. Yeah, I get it. I get it. But it's sometimes you get mad at the committee because you know something in a sport or just in life should go down. It should happen. But you know there's an agenda. You know there's a hidden agenda behind the curtain. You know that there's someone that is trying to prevent that person from getting an award, from getting into that classification. You know, Barry Bonds, he deserves it. That's going to be for a different podcast, 100%. I'll list out all the reasons why I think Barry deserves it. But that's not why we're here right now. And we're not even here to talk about the Houston Astros. I mean, that can also be a different podcast. But we're here because this is the Grand Slam. You know, this is mostly we talk about baseball in this podcast. And we're going to talk about the Giants. It's my favorite team, of course. Man. We're going to talk a lot of Giants on this podcast because I feel like a lot of people are counting out the Giants this year. They're just throwing them out of the NL West just because the Dodgers got Mookie. That's it. It's literally the reason. It's they just solidified that last piece of their outfield. All right. Cool. How'd that work when you try to solidify the last piece of your infield? After giving up potentially a big piece of your future when he tried to get Manny Machado, and he did, and he left for 80 miles south in that offseason. It's pretty comical. I think it's going to happen with Mookie again. I really do. I mean, yeah, Mookie could sign an 8-year, $420 million extension next year. He 100% could. But Look at the Dodgers' track record. I mean, for the past 4 years, 5 years, yeah, been successful. They get to the postseason. They perform. They get to the CS. Get to the World Series. Do they win the World Series? Not a chance. Not one chance. Last year, did they even get to the NLCS? Goodness gracious. Not a chance. Not the way that last year happened. And last year was one of the weirdest years that I've watched. I mean, the Washington Nationals came out of, literally, like I said earlier, came out of left field. Really did. I mean, had a roster that was, you know, just lost Bryce Harper. Just lost Bryce Harper to a 13-year deal. To a division foe. That's tough. That is tough. And you got to rely on your young youth farm. And what is the formula in 2021? 2020, 2021. What's the formula? What was the formula in 2019? Youth. Farm youth. It's now. The time is now. This is when MLB is shifting. The dynamics are shifting. The power, the star power, is shifting. When I was growing up, the star power average age, I believe, was 28 to 33, 34. You had veterans that had long experience in the league that were still putting up good seasons, good years where they had 25, 30 home runs, 120 hits, 95 RBIs. Good year, like a really good year. That's not the case anymore. The MLB is adapting to the youth. The youth have come now, and it's going to get damn exciting. It's going to get damn exciting because we are seeing it in front of our eyes. We saw it in front of our eyes last year. Juan Soto, how old is that man? 20. 20 years old. And that man just won a World Series. Can't even legally drink. It's unbelievable. It's look at the Atlanta Braves. What did they do? Put a lot of faith in Ozzy Albies and Ronald Acuna. Atlanta Braves are favored to win this division this year. So, I mean, now we're going to roll into the Giants. Because I got a lot to say about the Giants. We have a lot of new pieces that have been added. A lot of new ways that this team can be formed. A lot of rotations. A lot of formula, you know, that can be brought to this table. We have to start with the outfield. Before we get into the outfield, we have to address, I'm sorry, the biggest loss is Madison Bumgarner, obviously. You have the dude that single-handedly won 3 World Series for us. 3. Came in the most clutch moments, one of the most giants ever. And now Arizona claimed him, and he's on the D-backs, so that's going to be great watching, especially me being in Tucson. I'm going to get a lot of those games. But, you know, with that loss, you got to think that Farhan has eyes on the youth. He has eyes on these young guys because spring training is here. And this is the time that if we have the ability to find our Mike Yastrzemskis, which we're going to get into later, if you have an ability to find a Mike Yaz in spring, you deploy him. And the Giants have a lot of potential guys. A lot of good prospects, too, that are their top prospects but are not yet ready. But can maybe break that mold this year, which would be very interesting. So, first thing we're going to get into that signed with the Giants for the outfield is Billy Hamilton. Billy Hamilton is 29 years old. I'm going to state that right now. 29 years old. If you're a baseball fan, you probably heard the name Billy Hamilton. You probably knew the name when he played versus the Giants in the 2014 World Series when he was 24 years old and was in his prime. And 2014 was a great year for Billy. You know, he had a good center field year. Has never been notorious for his bat, but his speed and his fielding abilities make up for it. And I think that's kind of what the Giants might want to do to start the year is get the defense down. You know, they're going to deploy a 25 home run hitter this year. They're going to find one, and we're going to list some potential guys out. But I do think Billy Hamilton could lead off and start the year in center field. I mean, imagine it. Remember Darren Ford, 2011? Darren Ford was the best pinch runner in all of baseball. He was the fastest guy, even I think faster than Billy Hamilton. But Billy has had so much experience, so much exposure, even in big situations, where he can cover so much ground in that center field at Pac Bell. I still call it Pac Bell. It's tough calling it Oracle. But at Pac Bell, he covers so much ground. So much ground. And last year, he accumulated 7 defensive runs saved. So those are big stats, especially in a big outfield. So I'm excited for him. I'm excited for this spring to see how he gets kind of used. See his utilization. Because that brings us next to Steven Duggar. Duggar was the opening outfielder last year. He opened opening day and had some injury plagues. Batted 234. Nothing, you know, crazy. Spent some time in SAC. It's tough with these guys because Giants draft these outfielders that are about 6'1", decent speed, okay bat, decent bat, never really get developed. They never find enough time to get going. Mack Williamson is one that was like, you know, he was a bigger frame, like 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", but he could never really get going. Duggar, he's only 26, and I think he has upside, but there's a lot of potential guys that can swoop in. So we'll keep our tabs on Duggar because he had some good season or parts of the season last year. But this is my next guy that I am beyond excited about. I am so thrilled that we acquired him last year. This is Mauricio Dubon. And so Dubon was acquired for Ray Black and Drew Pomeranz. And that really was probably one of the best trades that I think Farhan has ever made. And I'll tell you right now, because Brandon Crawford, he's declining. He's getting older. It's not 2010 anymore. He's not that instant ball to the glove to first base. Boom, out, gone. Yeah, he's still got a great glove. And the bat is, he's not really stepping up in those clutch moments to produce. I think we have acquired the guy that is going to fill Brandon Crawford's shoes. Ultimately. Right now, we have a bit of a flux at second base and outfield. Potentially. There's obviously going to be guys that are playing in SAC, AA. But for the bigs, it's going to be very tight-knit. And I think Farhan, Gabe Kapler are going to know different things of what they're going to need in the guys in those certain positions. And so I love Dubon because he's 25. And he's a shortstop second baseman at heart, but he's such an athlete that he can play so many different parts of the field. And I think if we're able to deploy him in center, left, right, anywhere in the outfield, it'll be lethal because I think his ability to play the game will be able to show in any part of the field because he'll be able to get those at bats as well on the other side, regardless. So Dubon is someone that I think could easily start at second base. He could easily grab a spot in the outfield. I don't think that the Dubon outfield spot will happen immediately. I think they're going to use him a little bit in the spring, see how it works out. It looks good. Maybe bring him up in about May or June for it, but keep him in that infield for now. All right. Talked about him earlier a little bit, but Yazzie, Mike Yastrzemski, our 29-year-old Lord and Savior of last year. I mean, our biggest bright spot of 2019 was Mike Yaz. I mean, he's had such an insane career. I mean, the Baltimore Orioles said, yeah, you're not good enough to make this team. The 33 games back in the AL East Baltimore Orioles. You're not good enough to make that team. Sorry. See ya. San Francisco says, you just took a big L, Baltimore. My goodness, what are you doing? Of course. But, you know, Yaz is split time. He's split time all over left field, center, and right. So he knows how to play every type of position in the outfield. He was a solid glove for the Giants last year. Solid glove. Played 7 games in center. You know, nothing crazy. But he knows how to man the corners. So I could see Yaz starting in a corner spot. 100%. I think Yaz has a corner spot starting opening day. Here is our X Factor, our 2020 X Factor. His name's Jalen Davis. I don't know how many people know about this dude, but Jalen Davis is legit. Jalen Davis is going to be a full-time outfielder at some point in the Giants. He's going to be. Stands at 6'1", 190. He's 25 years old. And, you know, we acquired him from a trade with the Twins last year. And when I did my research on him, I was impressed because the Giants have needed a power hitter. Giants need power. They need a guy that can hit a ball to left field, outside of left field. And there's new dimensions this year in Pac Bell. So it's like 8 feet in, I think. 8 to 10 feet in on every corner and every deep part. So we need guys that can take the ball out of the park to get some runs, to generate some runs. Jalen Davis could be one of those dudes. He can hit 25 to 30 bombs a year. It's going to be very fun to see him. I believe he'll start the year in Sacramento. But if we get injuries like we normally do, he's going to be up, folks. This dude's going to be up, and he will be deployed. He will be going, and it's going to be fun to see him because I think that this dude could be an absolute future piece. He's only 25. So we got Dubon that sits at 25. We have Davis that sits at 25. We got Yaz that's 29. I mean, this is good, folks. This is really, really good. And you got veteran Hunter Pence coming back on a one-year deal. Wilmer Flores, utility man, giant killer from the New York Mets and the Diamondbacks, signed with the Giants on a two-year deal. So he can play second, he can play short, he can play third, he can play center. He's utility. He's everywhere. It's going to be great. I love signing giant killers, former giant killers, because they don't kill us anymore. We get to kill other teams with them, and it's awesome. Another guy I'm extremely pumped about, we're going to move a little bit in the infield now, is, my goodness, this guy. I don't even know how the Giants were able to sign him. I really don't. His name's Yolmer Sanchez. And Yolmer Sanchez won the Gold Glove last year for second base in the American League. Who's Yolmer Sanchez? Exactly. He's 27 years old, prospect that got drafted by Chicago. He's played 6 years with Chicago, and he had two major league offers to play second base with a guaranteed spot. He wanted a chance for a starting spot with San Francisco. So he signed a minor league deal with the Giants. That's crazy. Former Gold Glover at 27 years old in his prime? Are you kidding me? That could be lethal. So I think, you know, here's the infield. Got Buster at catcher. Got Longo at third. Crawford at short. I say we go Yolmer Sanchez at second. Dubon at second. Flores at second. Whoever wins that spot in spring gets it. First base to start the year is Brandon Belt. Come June, come July, let's say Brandon Belt's in his normal slump. I'm tired of it. I want him out. I was talking to my dad about this a little bit earlier. Get Brandon Belt out of first. You put Buster to first. Who do you bring in to catch? Oh, I'm sorry, just the future of the San Francisco Giants. Joey Bart, ladies and gentlemen. Bring him up. It's time. What did I just say about the youth? It's a youth movement. Joey Bart is in that. Joey Bart needs to be the Buster of 2010. He needs to be the young 21-year-old that comes up and revitalizes this team. Because that's exactly what Buster did. Buster put hope into this franchise and got three World Series out of it. This is the time for the Giants to turn their franchise around. So I am not counting this team out one bit just because the Dodgers got Mookie Betts. Not a chance. Give it through spring. Let's give it till May, June, and then we'll reassess. But until then, folks, this was the Grand Slam. I'll be back soon. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great one.